早安，请大家打开圣经路加福音十七章。
Luke 17, we want to just continue from the fellowship we had last Sunday on the story of the ten lepers.
我们要读路加福音十七章，我们继续上个主日的交通，就是讲到有十个长大麻风的。
I'm going to look at these few verses just for one second, just as an introductory to the fellowship today.
我们愿意看几处的圣经来开始我们今天要 的分享。
Thankful this morning we have no fair weather foul.
感谢主，我们今天早上我们没有这个很好天，没有很好的天气。
I don't know if you can translate that into Chinese.
Not quite half.
Fair weather fowl are birds that don't like stormy weather.
鸟都不喜欢暴风雨的天气。
But you are fowl that can handle inclement or bad weather.
但是你们是能够在好天气或坏天气都能生存的鸟。
It takes grace not to pull the covers back over our head on a morning like this and go back to sleep.
我们需要恩典，早晨我们如果要起来从床上起来需要恩典。
Luke 17 verse 11, and it came about while he was on the way to Jerusalem that he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. This is Jesus.
路加福音十七章十一节，耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
And as he entered a certain village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him.
进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来。
And they raised their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
他们高声说，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
And when he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priest. And it came about as they were going, they were cleansed.
耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就洁净了。
Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his feet, at his face at his feet, giving thanks to Jesus.
内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they?
这人是撒玛利亚人，耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
Was no one found who turned back to give glory to God except this foreigner?
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
And he said to him, Rise, go on your way. Your faith has made you well.
就对那人说，起来，走吧，你的信救了你。
From this passage, the question that we want to ask this morning, how was it possible for this one man to return and give thanks?
早晨我们要问的问题就是说，这个人如何能够回来归荣耀感谢神？
What grace had to be put in this man's heart for him to return?
他需要在他心里面得到什么样的恩典，所以他可以回来呢？
And for the answer, we're going to look at a very familiar verse in Romans 8:28.
这个答案就在我们很熟悉的圣经罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans 8:28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
And for this verse to make sense, I will read it in the context beginning in verse 26.
我们要明白这节圣经，我们要从二十六节开始看。
And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. And then this little phrase, just note, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words, and He searches the hearts. knows, and he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
罗马书八章二十六节，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Now we notice there in verse 26 this little phrase, we do not know how.
在二十六节有这样的一句话说，我们本不晓得。
And the answer then, we come down to verse 28, and I'm going to read in the Darby now, but we do know that God causes all things to work together for good.
二十八节照Darby 的翻译就是说，但是我们确实知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
All things work together for good to those who love him and to those who are called according to purpose.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And then one other verse in Matthew 18.
另外一处圣经马太福音十八章。
Matthew 18:18.
马太福音十八章十八节。
Truly I say to you, Jesus is speaking, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。把你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Let's have a word of prayer.
请我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we're thankful this morning for gathering us around your table.
天父，我们感谢你早晨聚集我们在你的桌子面前。
We thank you that at the beginning of this week we can crown you Lord of all.
我们感谢你在这一个礼拜的开始，我们可以来冠你做万有之主。
Thank you for inviting us to this coronation celebration this morning.
谢谢你邀请我们一起来这里敬拜，来赞美你。
Not only enthroning you for the hour, but for the entire week, even for the end of our lives.
不只是在聚会里面来高举你，把整个礼拜主来冠你做我们的主。
We're thankful this morning that you sit on the throne.
我们感谢你早晨你坐在宝座上。
You rule over our midst.
你在我们当中掌权。
It's your will to speak to us.
是你的旨意，你要对我们说话。
It's your will that we know your will. We know your will.
是你的旨意，要我们明白你的旨意。
We want to hear from you today.
我们早晨愿意来听见你的声音。
Help us in Jesus' name.
你来帮助我们，靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Often we ask the question.When we're in a small group, I will just make the comment, why do we pray?
在我们小组的时候，我常常问这个问题，我们为什么要祷告？
And this thought came to me just there as we were praying, Isaiah 45.
当我们祷告的时候，我就想到以赛亚书45章。
Isaiah 45:11.
45章11节。
Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel,And his maker, ask me about the things concerning my sons, and you shall command me the work of my hands.
以赛亚书四十五章十一节，耶和华以色列的圣者，就是造就以色列的，如此说：将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的种子，并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。
Isn't it an interesting thing?That the Lord would say, command me about my work.
这是很有意思的一句话。他说，至于我的工作，你们可以吩咐我。
I've got a work to do, the Father says.
父说，我有要做的事。
I want to do something this morning in each one of your lives, he says.
主说，早晨我们愿意，我要在每个人的里面来做工。
He wants to deal with anxiety in our life.
在我们里面有许多的焦虑，主要来对付。
He wants to give vision.
他要给我们意象。
He desires to even give his son his son's character and nature.
他也愿意把他儿子的性情来给我们。
He wants to clear the cobwebs out of our mind.
他要我们 里面心里面把我们许多遮盖我们的蜘蛛网都拿掉。
The dullness that any one of us might possess.
或者我们里面有许多的沉闷，神也要把它拿掉。
And we all possess dullness and indifference towards spiritual things.
对属灵的事情，我们都是很愚拙、很沉闷的。
But there is an very interesting principle found in the Word.
但是会 有一个很有意思的一个原则，我们看到神的话是这样。
And I can't speak for anyone, but I can tell you myself, it's taken me so long to learn it.
我不能够来代表所有的人，但是我可以跟你讲，我花了很长的时间才学这个功课。
And the principle is this: God does not move until commanded.
那这原则就是说，除非吩咐，要不然的话，神不工作。
God has a will and he wants that will to be done.
神有一个旨意，他愿这个旨意被成全。
But he waits for our will to agree.
但是他等到我们的意思跟神的意思是一致的。
To agree with his will.
当我们来认同神的意志。
To be able to say, thy will be done on earth.
那只等到我们说你的旨意成就在地上如同成就在天上。
There is this principle in the Bible called two witnesses.
在圣经有这样一个原则，就是见证需要两个人。
And you recall that no one could be judged, a verdict could not be given to a person who had committed a crime unless there were what? Two witnesses.
任何一个人除非有两个见证人，要不然不能被定罪。
This principle carries over in the whole matter of prayer.
在祷告也是这样的原则。
God does not give his verdict on things. God does not impose his will on man unless there are two.
神不把他的意思强加在人的身上，除非有两个人同意。
His will, and he's waiting for the will of another.
是神的旨意，他在等另外一个人的旨意。
And when he has that, he starts to move.
当神达到这个，他的有两个人认同，他就开始工作。
We call that personal prayer.
我们说这是个人的祷告。
But there's even something more exciting to the Lord and releases more of God's heavenly resources.
但是神他更愿意团体的 来祷告，然后来可以把他所有他的心意可以来释放。
And that's the principle of what? Two or three in the church.
那这就是两个人或三个人的原则，就是教会。
If there ever is a sign that God has come in the midst of a people is when you have two people agree.
当有两个人在地上同意神的心意，神就来到我们的当中。
All of you married couples, understand this very well.
已经结婚的，你们很能够明白这件事。
To get a husband and wife to agree on anything,
要丈夫和妻子来同意任何一件事。
Whether it is the disciplining of the children or how to spend the bonus.
不管是管教孩子，或者是要怎么样来用这个我们的奖金。
Or to be happy when there isn't a bonus.
有时候没有奖金甚至更好。
It's impossible.
但是很难要两夫妻同意。
And we try 1,000 different ways, we read 1,000 different books to try to get two to agree.
我们想尽一切的办法，我们读许多的书，要夫妻能够同心。
Until finally God realizes in our life, shows us, demonstrates in our life, we need his life.
直到我们发现我们需要神的生命在我们里面。
And then we're able to agree and we're able to pray as one.
然后我们才能够来 彼此来认同，然后可以在合一里面祷告。
We as individuals have submitted our spirit, our hard-heartedness to His Spirit.
我们个人把我们的灵，把我们的自己的心意顺服在神的面前。
Now we have God's will.
有神的旨意。
And now we have the church, a corporate expression of two people.
然后我们有教会，这就是两个人的一个团体的表现。
And throughout history, we have seen heaven just opens up and comes upon a people when we have this combination.
当我们看见有这样事情发生，历世历代以来，我们就可以看见天开了，神的旨意就降到地上。
Ask me about the things to come concerning my children, and you shall commit to me, you shall command me the work of my hands.
将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的种子并我手的工作，你们可以吩咐我。
That's why we pray.
这就是为什么我们祷告。
Is to get our hearts in agreement with God.
所以我们的心可以跟神的心来一致，来认同。
God wants to share His life, His will, His purpose with every one of us. It's His perfect will to do that.
神愿意对跟我们每个人分享他的生命和他的心意。
That's why He died.
这就是为什么神来为我们死。
That's why He came.
为什么主为我们来？
But it takes us a long time.
但是我们要花很多的时间。
And that's not surprising. It took Moses a long time.
这也不是很惊讶，因为摩西也要花很多的时间。
It took Abraham a long time.
像需要亚伯拉罕花很多的时间。
From the time Joseph was thrown in prison at 17 to the time he rose to the throne, 13 years went by.
从约瑟他被放到监狱里面17岁，一直等到他被提出来做宰相，有13年的时间。
And of course, the classic that we have in the Bible is Jacob, 130 years.
还有雅各也要花130年的时间。
For his will to submit to God's will.
雅各把他自己的旨意能够来顺服神的旨意。
And this is really what God has us on this earth for.
这就是神为什么让我们在这地上。
Come to a place where our will is turned, and we can say, Lord, Thy will be done.
一直等到我们跟主说，主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
So simple.
非常的简单。
All over the city this morning, in many of the churches, the congregation will stand together, and they'll say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name.Thy kingdom, Thy will be done.
在这个早晨，在休斯顿许多的教会都这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意成就。
Do we mean that?
我们是不是真心的呢？
Well, there has to be some background in our life before we can do that.
我们的生命里面，我们需要有一些条件才能够达到这样。
Those 10 lepers had to have heard something regarding Jesus before they could say, "Have mercy upon us."
这十个长大麻风的，他们以前都听过耶稣，所以他们才可以说，夫子可怜我们吧。
Before they could come into the reality of healing for their life and spiritual healing for the one.
在这个他们身体被洁净以前，还有就这个人来讲，他的灵被得到洁净以前。
And I feel that this verse, Romans 8:28, sums up so much as far as what we need to consider and know regarding coming into this will.
罗马书八章二十八节就总结我们为什么要来进入神的旨意。
This first phrase, but we do know.
这节圣经开始在，但是我们确实知道。
What do we know?
我们知道什么呢？
What do we know about God?
我们认识神在哪一方面呢？
Do we know a lot of historical facts?
我们只是知道许多历史的事实吗？
What do we know as far as a confidence builder down in our heart?
我们对主的有多少把握呢？
Paul knew the importance of this when he said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him.
保罗知道这个重要，所以保罗在腓立比书三章十节就说：“使我认识基督。”
That I may know the power of his resurrection.
晓得他复活的大能。
The fellowship of his suffering.
我们可以效法他的死。
There is a knowledge.
保罗有这样的认识。
Ignorance doesn't get us anywhere.
如果我们是无知的，不能帮助我们。
Even in the secular world, to receive a paycheck, you must know something.
正在世俗的事上也是这样，你要拿到一张支票，你要拿到你的薪水，你必须要有一些知识。
If you're the shipping clerk in the warehouse, there must be a knowledge.
如果你是在仓库里面来管这些寄送东西的，你必须要有一些知识。
And it's the same thing with spiritual things.
属灵的事也是这样。
Our vocation, our career, our profession is knowing Him.
我们的在属灵的职业，我们的职事就是要来认识他。
We're not here just to make a living, to retire, and to die.
我们在地上不是说要来生活，然后退休，然后死。
We're in a lifelong class called spiritual university.
我们在地上来过一生的学一生的功课，就是属灵的一个大学。
Our life is next door. It's coming.
我们的生命是在我们要过到另外一个门是要再来的生命
and it's closer than we think
那个要来的比我们所想象的更近了
but in order to be prepared for that coming that we sang about this morning around the Lord's table
那要预备我们要为将来的事情来预备我们早晨所唱的诗歌
there must be a preparation
我们必须要有预备
If we're going into a profession, we prepare.
我们如果要有一个工作，要有一个职业，我们必须要预备。
Some professions, we prepare for a long time.
有些职业需要预备，花很多的时间来预备。
And while you're preparing, you have not arrived. It's a preparation time.
在预备的时候，那个是你要。做的事情还没有到达，那只是在预备。
How many of you, when you were at the university, just fell in love with your dorm room and said, "I just want to live here all my life"?
有多少人，当你在大学的时候，你非常喜欢你的宿舍，说我要住在这宿舍里面一辈子
？I just like all these instructors so well. I just want to hold their hand and be with them the rest of my life.
我很喜欢我的老师，我愿意与他们永远在一起。
You wanted to practice what they were teaching.
你愿意来应用他们教给你的。
This life is preparation.
这个生命是来预备我们。
We often put down roots like this is important.
但是我们却常常在这暂时身上扎根，说这是重要的。
My profession, my work is so important. I'm just consumed by it.
我的工作是这样的重要，我所有的时间都花在这上面。
Oh, I love my wife and my family and.It becomes very important. Consumed by it.
我喜爱我的妻子和我的家人，我就把所有的精力都消耗在这里面。
Hours every day on our jobs and just with family.
我们在地上的生活，大部分时间花在我们的工作和家庭。
It might be something a little more worldly, like money, that consumes you.
也许是世界上的一些事情，比如像金钱。
Always thinking, what does it cost?What can I save?
一直每天都想到钱。
Where should I buy this?
我怎么样子来？
Excuse me.
我怎样来买一些事情？我怎么样来存钱
？Never concerned, Lord. What would you have me do?
从来没有想到主啊，你要我做什么
？Occupied with my life, my money, my time.
我们被自己的生活、自己的时间、自己的金钱所充满。
No thought that my vocation.Is him.
还都没有想到说我的职业应该是为着主。
Knowing him, knowing the Lord Jesus.
来认识他，来认识主耶稣基督。
In an intimacy, in a best friend like Abraham way.
用像亚伯拉罕一样来认识主是这样的亲近，把他当成最好的朋友。
This is what made those patriarchs different. Noah. walked with God.
这就是那些列祖跟其他人不一样。
Before, excuse me, Jack.
挪亚与神同行。
Enoch walked with God.
以诺也与神同行。
Joshua is found in the presence of God in that tabernacle.
约书亚在那个会幕那里发现神的同在。
David's heart wasn't on being a general. It wasn't on wives and family. He had a heart after God.
大卫的心也不是成为将军，或者是变成他的君王，他的心是在主。
All of these men were fallen.
所有的人都是堕落的。
All of these men sinned.
所有人都犯罪了。
But there was something, they were broken. There was something in them that said, I only want the Lord Jesus.
但是这些人里面都有一个心，就是我只要主耶稣。
In Hebrews 11 it says, and Moses was willing to suffer the reproach of Christ and leave Egypt.
在希伯来书十一章讲到说摩西愿意来经历苦难来离开埃及。
He left Egypt in his heart long before he left physically.
他的心是比他的肉身更早就离开埃及了。
But we do know.
然而我们确实知道。
What is it that you know this morning?
你早晨知道什么呢？
Well, let's continue on the verse. That God causes all things.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
God causes.
是神让万事互相效力。
Reminds me of a verse in Psalms 103.
我就想到诗篇一百零三篇。
I thought of it when Philip asked for crown him this morning around the Lord's table.
当我们弟兄来点就是诗歌一百三十首的时候。
Verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all.
一百零三篇十九节，耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
Does the Republicans rule today?
今天是共和党来执政吗？
Does Iran rule today with all their death threats?
难道今天伊朗来影响整个世界吗？
If you look at Iran for just a couple minutes, only 2 minutes, I dare say you'll start to become fearful.
你如果看伊朗的情形，你就会发现，只要有两个人，他就让你非常惧怕。
Absolutely reckless speaking.
是这样子很放肆的在说话。
No care absolutely at all for right and wrong or for humanity.
不管对或错，也不管所有就是人性的这些事。
Let's get an atomic bomb and just wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
我们来做原子弹，把以色列从这个地上来除去。
This can bring fear.
会带来惧怕。
Since January 1st, that's a short time ago, oil has gone up $8 a barrel.
从1月1号到现在是很短的时间，原油就涨了一桶，涨了8块钱。
It's just risen that much in that short a time.
在这么短的时间它就涨了这么多。
We lived for years where oil was just $11 a barrel.
有很长的时间我们活在一个时期里面，原油一桶只有11块。
It's at 68.
现在是68块。
And watch your gas bill go up this next week.
在下个礼拜你就发现你花在买汽油的账单上会增加。
It can make you nervous.
会让你十分紧张。
The instability.
是没有一个安全感。
In the last 10 days, the stock market has dropped 300 plus points.
在过去十天当中股票市场掉了300多点。
But what does our verse say?
但是我们这节圣经说什么呢？
The Lord has established his throne in the heavens.
神在万有里面设立他的宝座。
And his sovereignty rules over all.
他的权柄统管万有。
The world powers do not rule. The nations do not rule.
地上的权柄或者是国度不自在，不能掌权。
And man, even our local area, does not rule.
在我们环境，周围的环境也不是他环境在掌权。
And even all the commotion and the confusion in the seasons that the enemy has stirred up, they do not rule.
在仇敌在各样的环境里面加给我们许多的不安，也不是这些在掌权。
I'm always interested to just read little testimonies that have come out of Katrina and Rita.
我读到有一些就是 Katrina 跟 Rita 飓风的这些的结果产生的一些见证。
How people right in the middle of that who walked with the Lord went through unscathed.Body, soul, and spirit.
有多少人他们在这样环境里面来跟随主，他们的灵魂身体被主保全。
And when you read their testimony, you see they knew that God causes all things to work out together for good.
你们若读他们的见证，你就知道他们知道神万事互相效叫神叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Even in the case of losing all physical things,They can proclaim, God causes all things.
虽然他们可以甚至失去所有他们外面所拥有的，他们仍然可以说。
It is so wonderful this morning to know God is on the throne.
今天早晨我们来认识神在宝座上是何等。
We can enter a new year confidently when we know that in our heart.
当我们心里面知道这件事，我们可以进入这个新年充满着把握。
Some of you have certain weaknesses in your employment. It might be your boss.
在我们当中，也许我们的工作上，我们有一些难处，也许是你的老板。
Your boss might be as unstable as a wave in the ocean.
你的老板也许就像海中的波浪一样，不平安，不稳定。
And you're, well, I wonder if I'm going to have a job.
所以你常常在担心你是不是
You open the business page and you say, oh.They're going to merge. My business is going to merge with another. Will I have a job?
或者你打开报纸，发现你的公司跟其他公司要合并，你会想说，你还有没有工作？
And every day we get older, we accumulate another pain in our bodies.
每天我们年纪大一点，我们的疼痛就增加。
We know people who are terminal, even in our midst.
在我们的当中也有许多人他们的生命也许就走到他们的尽头。
And the thought of these things can jar our faith.
这些事情可能会摇动我们的信心。
But the Bible said God causes all things.
那圣经说神叫万事互相效力。
There's no greater example of this than in Job's life. I'm just going to read one little phrase on that first chapter of Job.
在圣经上没有比约伯更好的例子，在约伯记第一章
Satan says to God in verse 11 but put forth thy hand now
在十一节讲说你且伸手毁他一切所有的
Satan knew he couldn't do anything
撒旦知道他不能做什么
He is the prince of this earth
撒旦是在地上的君王。
All evil that surrounds us is from him, instigated from him.
在我们周围所有的邪恶都是从他来。
It has affected our flesh.
它能够影响我们的肉体。
It has affected a whole world system called the cosmos.
它能够来影响这个属世的这个世界。
And when Satan comes into the presence of God,He knows that if God doesn't withdraw his protective hand from Job, Job is not going to be touched.
当撒旦来到神面前，他知道如果神没有把他手保护的手从约伯身上拿去，
Every bit of evil, anything that is not good that happens in this world, God has to give permission for it to happen.
那仇敌就不能来影响约伯，所以每一件事情神都要能够同要同意。
And when God allows some affliction from the smallest little torn hangnail to a common cold to cancer, God is over it.
神也允许从小的疾病一直到最大的疾病，神都 来掌权。
God who loves more than we'll ever love is behind that order to allow it to happen.
在这所有的事情后面，神是用爱，是比我们自己爱自己更多的爱来允许这些发生。
In a sense, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how reckless we might be, there are no accidents.
那不管我们是怎样的不小心，在地上其实没有意外的事。
There are no such things as coincidences.
没有只是巧合的事。
Everything is as ordered as even the sun this morning in Houston came up at 7:17.
所有事情都是神命定的。
And tonight it will set at 5:51.
就像今天早晨太阳7:17升起来，晚上5:51它就降下去。
Our lives are ordered even more so.
我们的生活更是有被神所命定的。
As you combed your hair this morning, some of you with a lot of hair probably lost some hair.
早晨你在梳头的时候，有些人很多的头发，也许掉了一些头发。
I did not lose too much.
我没有掉很多。
But what I did lose, God took note of.
但是我所掉的头发，神也计算。
He not only knows the number of hairs that we have,But every hair is numbered.
他不只是知道我们有多少头发，每一根头发神都编号。
A sparrow that has really, from a biblical standpoint, no value, he knows when it falls.
从圣经上来讲，麻雀本来是没有什么价值的，可是神知道它什么时候掉下来。
Brothers and sisters, how much more does he care for us?
他岂不是更爱我们吗？
But we do know that God causes all things to work together for good.
但然而我们确实知道，神叫万事都互相效力。
God is good.
叫爱神人得益处。
Outside of God, on this earth, nothing is good.
只有神是良善的，除了神没有善。
There was a time, we know from Genesis 1:1, when God created something, it was good.
从创世纪我们就知道，当神创造什么，他看是好的。
He kept repeating that, time it's good.
他一直重复说，他神看是好的，神看是好的。
And if it wasn't for the rejection of man to God's authority, to God's will, it would be good today.
如果不是人来拒绝神的主权，今天到今天就都还是好的。
There would be a balanced ecology.
地上会有一个平衡的生态。
And when the Lord comes back.It will, and he reigns here on this earth. Personally, it will be good again.
当主再回来，他在地上掌权，一切会变成好的。
In the meantime, he is working it out to those who love him.
同时，神在爱他的人身上一直在工作。
You know, we like to read that verse, God causes all things to work out together for good. We stop right there.
我们常常喜欢停留在说神叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就停在这里。
But there's a couple conditions.
但是有几个条件。
To those who love him.
就是要爱他的人。
Who do we love today?
我们今天爱什么呢？
Well, I will start by saying this. It is impossible, brothers and sisters, for any one of us to love God or one another.
我们 没有办法来爱神或者是彼此相爱。
We have to come back to this reality. This is something else we have to know. And we have to come back to this reality daily, if not moment by moment.
我们每天每时刻都要来认识这个事实。
It's so hard for our pride to be faced with that reality day in and day. I cannot love.
我们要来认识我们不能爱，这很伤害伤我们自己的自尊。
How many times we're curt or angry with our spouse, with a coworker at work?
有多少时候我们对我们的配偶或者我们的同事里面有难处？
Parents or grandparents, we ignore. We can even become angry with them.
或对我们的父母或对我们的祖父母，我们就忽略他们。
Instead of seeing Christ in one another, we see judgment. We complain. Why is that person that way?
我们没有看到主，我们却有许多的论断来说啊，为什么这人是这样呢？
Seeing the flaws, which we all have plenty of.
罪产生的这些结果，我们许多，我们都有很多。
And God has commanded us to just see Christ in one another.
但是神要我们在所有的事情上来看见基督。
Oh, how it changes a family, how it changes a fellowship when we see Christ in one another and forget about the weaknesses.
当我们如果能够在家庭、在教会里面，透过所有事情看到基督，而忘记我们的软弱，这是何等大事！
You live with me 1 week, and you will have a list a mile long of weaknesses.
你如果跟我生活一个礼拜，你就可以来记下一个一里长的这些单子来关于我的软弱。
I am a sinner.
我是个罪人。
By His amazing grace, I have been forgiven.
靠着他惊人的恩典，我被
But there's all kinds of the things of that old life that will come up.
但是我里面的这些旧的生命还常常的活出来。
When we least expect it.
当我们最没有想到的时候
，We've said a long time ago, I'm not going to worry about that anymore.
很早以前，我们就也许想说，我不担心这个。
And all of a sudden, we find ourselves worrying.
然后突然，我们就发现我们自己还是在担心。
Fretting about something, complaining about something.
呀，你对什么事情抱怨
？We come here, and we can just see the Lord.It's everything is so clear. We're happy to be with the brothers and sisters.
我们来到这里，我们很高兴跟弟兄姐妹们在一起。
We walk out of here. Someone brushes us, ignores us. I'm not going to go back there again.
当我们离开这里，有人对我们不太友善，我们就说我再也不回来了。
So unstable.
我们非常的不稳定。
In every way, brothers and sisters.
在每一件事情上，我们都是这样。
The Lord gives us a physical example.
主给我们有一个很好的例子。
Every day he gives us one specific physical example of our tremendous weakness.
在每一天，神都给我们一个很好的例子。
To remind us of this important spiritual principle.
看见我们的软弱，来认识属灵的原则。
What is it?
是什么呢？
This weak, dying, decaying body.
从我们的身体，这个软弱、一个朽坏的一个身体。
Oh, where did I get that?
我为什么好像有点不太舒服呢
？Oh, I'm getting a cold.
或者突然，我发现我感冒了。
There's always something.
总是有些事情发生。
It's a constant reminder of our fallibility.
这常常就提醒我们，我们是这样的脆弱。
We're born in sin.
我们是生在罪中。
And it's only the grace of God. And as we tap in by prayer, moment by moment, can we secure heavenly strength?
只有神的恩典，借着祷告，时时刻刻来仰望神，我们可以来支取这个恩典。
Spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂身体。
We live in poverty because we ask not.
我们活在贫穷的里面，因为我们不求。
Oh, that we might love Him.
愿我们来爱他。
One of the greatest tests of whether or not we love Him is the time we spend with Him.
有一个来试验我们是不是爱他，就是来看我们有没有花时间在他身上。
All of us, brothers and sisters, fail in this area.
我们每一个人在这一点上都失败。
We do not love the Lord naturally.
天然的人是不能够来爱主。
And I believe one of the ways, if not the only way we can change that, is to cry out to Him and say, Lord, give me a love for you.
只有一个方式能够来改变这个，就是来哭对主呼求说，给我对你的爱。
So that I can experience that you cause all things to work out for good.
所以我可以来经历你叫万事都互相效力。
So that I can see this job situation has been good.
所以我可以看到这样子在工作上发生的事情是好的。
My situation right now is not good. I cannot see.
我现在看到的我是不好的，但是我不能够看见许多。
Let me see.
主啊，你帮助我看见。
There might be a domestic problem.
也许是家庭里面有些问题。
Let me see that this is actually designed for good.
让我看见这是你为我预备的事是好的。
We often run for those things and complain about those particular problems, but God means them for good.
我们常常从这些难处里面来逃跑，来抱怨，但是神的意思是好的。
It's absolutely, brothers and sisters, a different economy than the world.
这是跟这地上所有的这些想法是不一样的。
The world has been trying to, ever since Adam and Eve put those leaves on them, they've been trying to make it good.
这世界上的原则从亚当夏娃开始就是用叶子来遮盖，然后看起来是好。
If you're going to run for a office in this country or the city, you have to say, "We're going to make it good."
如果你要选一个职位，不管在这个城市或在国家里面，你就说我们要让这世界变更好。
And there's only one flaw in that platform if you're wanting to be the mayor of Houston.
如果你要成为休斯顿的市长的话，有一个问题。
You have 4 million people that are not good.
有400万的人都是不好的。
And that makes it very, very difficult to rule and make good.
那你要来在这当中来执政掌权，要让把他们变好是不容易的。
And then we have that last phrase, called according to His purpose.
然后最后一句话讲说是按着他旨意被招的。
But we do know that God causes all things to work together for good.To those who love Him and are called according to purpose.
然而我们确实知道，神叫万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
One of the easiest ways to understand what God's purpose, what His goal is for life, is to look right back in the garden.
来最容易来认识我们神的旨意的，就是我们回到伊甸园。
And we learn from Genesis 3 that God would come down.In the cool of the day, to do what? Fellowship with man.
我们看见创世纪第三章，神在晚上天气凉的时候来与喜欢来与人交通。
The mystery of all mysteries, the Almighty God, the Creator of all, wants to have fellowship with man.
奥秘中的奥秘，就是创造宇宙的神愿意与人交通。
It definitely doesn't have anything to do with IQ.
这跟我们的智商没有关系。
Our IQ is absolutely zero compared to God.
我与神相比，我们的智商都是零。
And it sure doesn't have anything to do with compatibility.
也跟我们跟神相不相称，这个没有关系。
Because through sin, we're not compatible.
因为我们犯罪，我们与神没有办法匹配。
But that did not stall God one moment.
但是这个不来拦阻神他的一秒钟的。
And of course, that is the whole reason the Lord Jesus came.
那这就是主耶稣为什么来的原因。
To marry us up with Himself and with His Father.
来让我们来与他能够相配，与神能够相配。
To make us one with Him.
让我们与他合一。
That's why.That idol maker there in Ur of the Chaldees, Abraham, bingoed. He hit the mark. He became the friend of God.
This is why, in Ur of the Chaldees, 来制作偶像的亚伯拉罕, 他能够来他遇见神。
Moses embedded as the prince of Egypt in the government of Egypt became the friend of God, the servant of God.
摩西他来生出来是要来做埃及的王子的，但是他却成为神的仆人。
David, a nobody, taking care of the family sheep, became that person whose heart was one with God.
大卫他是一个默默无名的人，只是来照管家里面的羊，但是他却成为合神心意的人。
And then there's that Saul of Tarsus, whose job he was consumed with one thing, wiping out, literally, physically, Christians.
还有大树的扫罗，他心里面所充满的就是要把基督徒从这地上除灭。
Came to that place that I might know Christ.
一直等到一个地步说让我认识，使我认识基督。
Suffered his whole life, 30 some years, for him.
为着神来在三十多年的时间里面来受苦。
That I might know him and the power of his resurrection.
使我认识基督。晓得他复活的大能。
We might come in to his purpose.
我们可以来进入他的旨意里。
That we might know that God causes all things to work out to good.
让我们能够知道神叫万事都互相效力。
This is our calling.
这就是我们的。
This is our confidence.
这是我们的把握。
This gives us hope for the coming year.
这让我们对这要来这一年有把握，有盼望。
Closing, I'd like us just to look at Exodus 17.
我们来看，使徒行传十七章做结束。哦，对不起，
Exodus 17.
出埃及记十七章做结束。
Verse 12. 第十二节。Let's start with verse 11. So it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hands down, Amalek prevailed.
第出埃及记十七章十一节，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
But Moses' hands were heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him.And he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sun went down. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下。他就坐在上面，亚伦与户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候，约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。
Each one of us, I believe this morning, desires to prevail against the enemy, against the flesh, and against this world.
在座的每一位，我相信你们都愿意来向对着仇敌，还有这个肉体，还有这个世界来夸胜。
And be able to love the Lord with all our heart and to come into His purpose.
我们都愿意来用全心爱我们的主，来进入他的旨意。
To be His friend.
愿意成为他的朋友。
May the Lord give us a heart that reaches out like Moses did and brings that wind to this earth.
愿我们都有像摩西这样的心愿，来向主祷告，来把神的心意带到地上。
It tells us in Matthew 18:18 that we are to bind and to loose.
在马太福音十八章十八节也告诉我们，我们要来捆绑，也要来释放。
And brothers and sisters, that simply means binding everything that is against God.
那就是很简单的，我们来捆绑所有来抵挡神的。
There's many things in our own lives that are against God. We mentioned a number of them this morning. Fear.
在我们生活里面有许多的事情是来抵挡神的，像惧怕。
those things, we need to ask God to bind those. Put them in a stronghold.
我们要求主来捆绑这些。
And to loose those things that are for you.
来释放，来为着神的。
To loose heaven's life in us.
来让天主天的生命能够来释放。
To loose the life of Christ in us.
来释放我们里面基督的生命。
We live in bondage.
我们活在捆绑的里面。
Certain things hinder each one of us often and prevent us from walking around with joy.
有许多事情来拦阻我们来活的来活在生活在喜乐的里面。
We then lose the good, the purpose that we have been saved for.
来我们要来求主释放这些好的这些神的旨意是我们为什么被得救能够成为得救的。
May we be a praying people.
愿我们成为祷告的一般人。
Not just an outward thing, but a praying from a heart, Lord.
不只是外面祷告，是从心里面祷告。
Because we know God works all things for good.
因为我们知道万事都互相效力。
This is His will.
这是他的旨意。
He's waiting for a people to stand hand in hand and say, Lord.Bring that will down in my own life.
他在等候一般人是能够与他来同心的，来把神的旨意带到地上，带到我们的生活里面。
In my family,
来带到我们的家庭。
And in your body,
就要带到主的身体的里面。
Father, we're thankful that we can know you and know that you are good.
天父，我们感谢你，我们可以来认识你，我们知道你是善的。
We thank you that through Christ in us, we can love you and know your purpose.
因为在我们里面的基督，我们可以来认识你，我们可以来爱你，知道你的旨意。
Not know your purpose, but be your purpose as we love you and you become our friend.
不只是认识你的旨意，而且。因为我们爱你，来成就你的旨意，成为你的朋友。
Lord, break our love that we have for this world.
你来断开我们跟这世界里面所有的爱。
May we live for eternity by eternity's life now.
我们为着永远来活。
For your sake.
为着你的目的。
For your pleasure.
为着你的欢喜。
Gain a people.
你得着一批人。
That love you with all their hearts.
来用全心来爱你。
Lord, we declare today only you can do this work.
我们今天宣告，只有你能成就这事。
All of our striving only leads to futility and emptiness.
我们所有的努力只不过是成为虚空。
We look expectantly into the new year as we declare, you rule, you are crowned.
我们来面对这新的一年，我们充满着盼望，因为你掌权。
In Jesus' name,
靠主耶稣的名。